This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We got a message from a mom named Amy who says her daughter, who just graduated, was forgotten about, and now her neighborhood is going to have hell to pay because of it.
No, she might move. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Is she being dramatic, or is she just being a mom?
Listen, I don't know. I think they are interchangeable for sure, but let's get to the message, and I want to know what some of our listeners think. Obviously, with graduation being right now, and it's been many moons since we both graduated, there has been a lot of new developments when it comes to celebrating grads. And I think one of the big ones that I've seen more recent years is the signs at the entrances of the developments in which these kids live. You know,
yeah, you enter a neighborhood like my buddy and his wife. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids in that neighborhood, but there's a huge sign when you drive into the street listing off all the names of the kids
who are graduating that live within that neighborhood. And that, I mean, I think that's a newer thing. It wasn't a thing when I was in school. But let's get to the message from Amy. She says, hey, guys, I'm trying to remain calm, but if I'm being honest, I'm ready to lose my mind. My daughter is a senior at Fairport, and she has had a less than ideal high school experience. She doesn't have many friends, and for 4 years, she's felt like the odd man out when it comes to just about anything socially. We moved here 5 years ago from out of state, so it's not like she grew up with all of these kids, but she's been in the district since eighth grade. A couple weeks ago, a sign went up that says, congrats Fairport grads, at the entrance of our development that listed every single graduating senior that lived within our neighborhood but my daughter. She was so upset when she saw it, and we simply can't avoid it considering the fact that we come in and out of that neighborhood that we live multiple times a day. She is reminded every single day how she was left out one final time before the end of her high school career. As a mom, I'm ready to lose my mind. I didn't know about it. Nobody asked. Nobody gave me a heads up. If it was a money thing, I would have paid. I would have had no problem. But we aren't super close with anyone in that neighborhood. So is this on me? Am I to blame? What do you think I can do in this situation? I would love to know what you and your listeners think.
Well, right off the bat, we got a couple of text messages from real estate agents saying, list your house.
I'm not even joking.
I'm not even joking right now.
Yeah, that's
dead ass.
Pretty typical.
What do you do in this terrible situation? I mean, could it be worse? Yeah. Look, on the bright side, your daughter's graduating. That chapter in her life, you close the book on it.
Yeah.
She's probably going to do something very successful. I don't know why I picture FBI agent. None of this matters. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's very detrimental in your teenage, young adolescent, early adulthood ages.
You take a Sharpie, you go and you add your daughter's name to the list.
That's kind of, it's vandalism at that point. You didn't pay for it.
By the way, how is this safe? Why would you want to let everybody know where your kid is located with their first and last name? Why are you sharing that information?
Also, like,
I think it's odd. Why would you put that sign up with all the kids who are living in that track?
Every single development is doing it, has done it. And I mean, I don't know.
One of the things I think probably you too, when we graduated, most of the parents for their kids who were graduating and their senior year was coming to an end would just drive through residential neighborhoods with the kids' names like painted on the back of the car window.
Like just married.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you know, the tin cans would be dragging up the street attached to the minivan. It was very special, very exciting.
I think in this day and age, in the world in which we live, publicizing where your 18-year-old is located, not the smartest. I mean, yeah, their last name isn't on there, but any creepo driving by is like, I could hit up this neighborhood and there's 14 underage girls that live there. Let's pop off.
Well, now we know that Tanner Jacobson lives on Troutbeck Lane. Great.
No, I mean, but let's get back to the task at hand. I think it's horrible having gone through something like that. I mean, I didn't personally go through something like this, but having your daughter go through something like this, especially since she's already dealing with this like social anxiety and feeling the feelings of being left out. It's a lot. I mean, the Sharpie thing is... I guess you could, but...
Yeah. I mean, what are the other options
this
here?
This person says, I would just go put up my own sign right next to the banner, and that way she actually looks cooler because she's not amongst the crowd.
Yeah, and don't just put her name. Use a headshot. Yeah, a headshot with her name underneath.
Headshot, spotlight, streamers, you know, blow it up.
The whole nine yards. Make sure the address of your home is also listed on that headshot. People got to know where she lives so she can get full credit.
It's not safe. I think the moral of the story here is for Amy, maybe you dodged a bullet.
Well, you know, I think, all kidding aside, why did they forget this girl's name? Was there something?
Was it like malice? I don't think so. Was it, you know, they're just not in and around the neighborhood enough to even know who lives there?
I just want to know.
But I feel like people who are doing this sign should be going door to door and asking for either it's donation. I feel like the people who live in that cul-de-sac or whatever the case may be is paying for this sign. It's not like the school's paying for it, right?
Yeah. How did word get around? Like, how do people normally put the names of all of these kids within the neighborhood up on that sign when you enter into the street? I was like, you obviously... There's got to be a Facebook group. There's a letter going out. I don't know. How do you communicate that?
There's a lot of admin. 585-252-9800. For parents who have a senior graduating this year or maybe have in years past and you have done the sign in the neighborhood, who is paying for it? I would love to know. This person says, call the school and ask them to redo the sign. Is it the school's property? It's such a new thing that I don't know. When I was in school, the school used to sell signs that you could put in your front yard just for the person that lived there.
Right.
Also, mine had my last name on it. So, kind of weird. Like you said, Moose, it's just publicizing that an underage person lives in this house.
I can understand why Amy wants to get her daughter the credit she deserves. She worked her butt off for 4 years and, you know, the parents forgot to put her name up on the sign.
Yeah.
You know?
But
at the end of the day, you know, what about the tariffs and everything going on?
Not you minimizing Amy and her daughter's feelings. Not you completely minimizing it.
You know, she graduated, and I think that's the most important thing. So throw her a party like you're already probably going to do.
No one.
And invite not a single person on that street. You want to talk about being petty? You've come to the right place. Trust me on that. Good luck. Amy, thank you so much for the message. I hope this helps.
She goes, you helped 0.5.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hit Music Station.
98PXY. Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
The wheels are coming off today. That's okay. I picked a movie last night that I was like, you know, Breezy has definitely never seen this film. So we're going to go ahead and act out an iconic scene from the film, and then Breezy will go home tonight, watch the movie, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review, where she will most likely score a -3.
Can't wait.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, but chances are nobody knows the name of this film today.
Nobody.
Probably not.
Not one single person.
Not that it's old. It's 2001. Talking about what, 24 years? All right, Breezy. Today, let's see where we're at with this one today. So you and I are in deep conversation.
Okay.
How can I put this? You're giving a seminar, you're giving a speech.
Okay.
And I am in the audience and I don't like anything you have to say. So I'm basically attacking your character.
It's just a Tuesday.
Yes. But I really need you to dig deep in this. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're right away. You're not offended. You're holding yourself with, you know,
what's my like tone and like diction?
Think of yourself as more of a professor.
Okay.
You're smarter than everybody else in the room. Lights, camera, music. And what's the name of that film for Moosterpiece Theater? Action.
Am I starting? Perfect.
You should.
Love it.
Why don't you go ahead?
If anyone has any questions for me, come on down to the mic. Don't be shy. Yes, you in the back. What's your question?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How much are they paying you to be here?
Excuse me? What's your name, son?
Gerald.
Gerald, I think you're afraid.
Are you telling us this crap so we can buy your book? Because I gotta tell you, that was some of the worst advice I've ever heard.
Wow. You see how sad this is, everyone? Do you see?
Actually, do it with more like more conviction. You know what I mean? Do you see how sad this is, everyone?
Do you see how sad this is, everyone? Look at this schmuck.
You want your sister to lose weight? Tell her fat ass to get off the couch and stop eating Twinkies. And maybe go after field hockey. You know what? Nobody ever knows what they want to be when they grow up. You know, it takes a little while to figure that out, right, Jim?
Do you see this, everyone? This is an angry prisoner. Do you see the fear, people? This boy is scared to death of the truth. Son, it breaks my heart to say this, but I believe that you are very troubled and confused. You're a very confused young man. I believe you're searching for answers in all of the wrong places.
You know I am. I am pretty troubled and a bit confused. You're right about that. But I think you're the effing Antichrist.
How dare you? Get out of here right now! I am not the devil. You are. How dare you speak to me like that? Get him out of here now! Now! God, forgive him!
Cut! She's really laughed. Okay, great. Breezy, you can come back in. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10 today, I'm going to give your acting 3.
The big finish.
The big finish. Well, you know what? The big finish was okay. I'm going to bump it up to a 4.
Thank you so much.
We got a lot of weird guesses on this one today. A couple people texted in, I know the name of the film. Is it The Green Mile? No. Somebody said Back to the Future. Another person said The Pianist. One person said The Lion King. The Departed is definitely not it. All very wrong answers.
Thank you so much for playing.
Alien. No, it wasn't Django Unchained either. This one was Donnie Darko. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal. Actually, this was an all-star cast. I felt like everybody was in
you
this movie.
You say that every week.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, Patrick Swayze. Rest in power.
Rest in power.
So, Breezy, you're going to go home tonight. You're going to watch this film. But the movie was made in 2001.
Okay. If
Donnie returns, he finds that a jet engine crashed into his bedroom. And he's living in this parallel universe, so he's suffering from mental illness and trying to figure out what world he's really in.
Right, yep.
He also sleepswalks out of his house one night and sees a giant demonic-looking rabbit named Frank, mm-hmm. who tells him the world's going to end in 28 days. So.
This is just me after one too many espresso martinis.
And by the way, Rotten Tomatoes scored this about 90%, so it's a great film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you think all these A-listers signed on to it?
Yeah, that's so true. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, right.
I can't wait to watch.
All right, so that's your homework for tonight. Donnie Darko, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I can't wait for you to score this tomorrow. Just the most worst score you've ever given it.
Vile.
By the way, can we go back real quick? What is the worst film you scored for Breezy's Big Movie Review? Was it A Walk to Remember? Because there was no walk?
No. You know, my brother used to keep track of all this for me. I think he's quit because I stopped paying him. But
Oh, yeah. It was recent, too. We're talking the last couple months.
Yeah.
I was pissed.
Yeah. I gave it like a -4.
4.
Yeah, it was really bad. But I can't remember what it was. We'll have to go back and I'll ask my brother to go back and listen to all of them.
Yeah.
He will.
Poor guy. He's got nothing to do. Breezy's Big Movie Review coming up tomorrow morning at PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 88 for the high today. The red flag you ignored that bit you in the ass later on.
So tough.
Let's be honest. I mean, we've all ignored a red flag at some point, thinking it's probably fine.
Yeah.
Only to get wrecked by it later. And maybe they casually mention they still live with their ex, or they joke about being terrible with money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you found out they don't believe in using bed sheets, and you stuck around still. We've all been there. So let's hear it. What's the red flag you ignored that came back to bite you? 585-252-9800 to text or call in. The more embarrassing, the better, obviously. I think for me...
I can't even like begin, but keep going.
You can't what?
I can't even begin to describe.
Oh, I'm sure. I think for me, the red flag I ignored was her asking me to move in a month into dating.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it just made sense. She had a 3-bedroom condo, told me, why not? We already spent so much time together anyways. And at first I thought, wow, that's sweet of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But we must be on the same page. You know, I was flattered and honestly impressed she even owned a place, but I'm like, nah, that's too soon. Fast forward 6 months in the 3-bedroom condo, I actually considered moving into later on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was 6 months behind on HOA fees and 3 months behind on the mortgage.
Oh, that's so tough.
She didn't own it. She was desperately trying not to lose it.
That's why she asked you to move in, because she needed your money.
Well, yeah, that sweet offer to move in for the first month of dating, that was her Hail Mary attempt to split the bills before the place got foreclosed on.
Bye.
I was like, God. Well, I work at a call center, so I can give you $46 a month for the mortgage. I was like, are you sure?
Damn it.
Are you sure you want me to do this?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's crazy. Mine in the realm of living with someone as well. I actually did live with this person. We were dating and they let their dogs go to the bathroom in the house.
Ew.
So, and I was like, it's okay. Like, this is normal. Me gaslighting myself into thinking it was normal. I was like, oh, no, I'm slipping in piss every time I go to work. What else? I feel like I've dated people who are super messy and I was like, that's okay. I'll just clean it. And then you get 3 months in and you're like, this isn't fun anymore. It was cute the first like 5 times I cleaned this and I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm not your maid.
So now that's why, but every person you've ever dated had a dog. That's, you know, I don't know why. It's just how it goes. People have animals.
They do.
This is classic. We got a text from Melissa that said, he said all his exes were crazy. And I thought, wow, poor guy. He's just had bad luck.
That's such a red flag.
Plot twist. He was the common denominator.
Yeah, duh.
By month 2, he was tracking my location just in case something happened to me.
Right.
Oh, God. Right. I've seen that movie.
We love a safety king.
Yeah, we sure do.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jess says he referred to his mom as his ride or die.
What's going on?
What's going on?
No, thank you.
585-252-9800. What are the red flags you ignored that came back to bite you later on? Breezy says the dog thing. Lauren said he told me him and his ex were still best friends and co-parented their dog. I thought it was mature until I found out he was still sleeping over at our place.
Yeah.
For the dog,
for
of course.
For the dog. Yeah.
For the dog. It's so important. You got to co-parent the dog.
I mean, listen, if little Rufus needs it, that's what little Rufus needs, you know? Oh, it's so bad. There are so many things that you sweep under the rug when you first start dating someone because you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But if I'm being honest, you're only hurting yourself in the long run because you are coming down to their level and pretending you're okay with it, and you're just not. I dated someone who never cleaned their house one time.
Yeah.
And I was doing it, and I'm like, it's okay, like, I'll do it. And then the fifth time, I'm like, the fifth deep clean of the whole place, I'm like, I'm not your maid. What is happening?
You know, in red flags, it doesn't even have to be with relationships. It can be in regards to a job. Or a boss, or a roommate. Favorite story, your roommate lazy as hell. You asked her to clean her dishes, she threw them all out in the trash. I mean, that story gets me every time.
The toothbrush in the tub bristles down in the bottom of the tub.
Kevin says she didn't wear deodorant. She thought it blocked energy flow. What?
What? Okay.
My friend begged me to run, but I liked her, mostly the vibes, but I do regret everything. Yeah,
well,
if you're not using
vibes
deodorant.
Those were only there because she didn't wear deodorant, bro. That's the vibes. That's what she said. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things that people do that some are just, like, annoying, and you're like, can I deal with this? And others are, like, genuinely sociopathic that you need to kind of nip in the bud before it gets too far.
Yeah, and then you have the people that, you know, struggle with commitment, like myself, but I'm not this bad. Emily says he refused to make any plans more than 24 hours in advance. That's extreme, right?
Oh my gosh. This person says he told me he doesn't have a job currently because, and I quote, he said he's too valuable to hold down a job. He was actually fired multiple times.
Oh, God. Remember the girl
he's
that called
too
in?
Too valuable to hold down a job.
Remember the woman that called into the show, the listener, that said she was dating a guy who said he was an entrepreneur and CEO. He owned a bunch of cars and vehicles, but he was just driving for Uber.
He was an Uber driver.
Yeah. Like, oh, God.
He's like, I'm an entrepreneur. She's like, you are literally working for a big man, so got it. Big box corporation. This person says, I worked at a job that said we're a team system. Turns out that means I'm responsible for everyone's problems and jobs as well.
Yeah, no, of course. That makes sense.
We're looking for new rock stars to come join our team.
I'm good.
Yeah, if anyone ever refers to you as a rock star, you can make anywhere between $50,000 and $225,000 a year, depending on how well your performance is. Stop applying to those jobs and stop painting over all these red flags with pretty little green ones. You're not Bob Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, guys, listen, stay safe out there.
Keep your head on a swivel.
BXY Mornings. I'm obsessed with Breezy.
Moose is a complete whack job. He's too much.
On the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.